Hi guys, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike, and today we're going on a trip. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Where are we going?
We're not going anywhere yet.
Oh.
Because before we get to the country, we have to do something at the airport. Do you guys know what that is?
Let's see. Buy some snacks for the plane.
No, nothing fun like that. It's actually a very serious time. We need to go through immigration.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, immigration is when you go into a new country. You have to show your passport, your ID. They might look in your bags and customs. All of this stuff is important for safety reasons, but it's a little bit serious. So let's find out how to go through immigration really, really well so you don't bring any extra trouble that might ruin your trip. Let's check it out.
Going through immigration.
Next, please. Welcome to the United States of America. May I see your passport and arrival card, please?
Yes, here they are.
Rachel, when is your date of birth?
September 1st, 1986.
Thank you. Where are you traveling from today?
I'm traveling from Taipei, Taiwan.
What is the purpose of your visit? Business or vacation?
I'm here on a business trip. I'll be attending a technology conference. However, I'll be staying for a few days after the conference to check out the city. It's my first time in New York.
There's a lot to see in New York. How long do you plan to stay in New York?
I'll be in New York for a total of 7 days.
What is your occupation?
I'm the general manager for a Taiwanese software company.
Are you traveling alone?
No, I'm traveling with two other colleagues. They're in line behind me.
Where will you be staying?
I'll be staying at the Four Seasons Hotel in Manhattan.
Do you have anything to declare?
Yes. I brought a bottle of wine with me.
That's fine. Please look into the camera. We need to take your picture. Okay, great. Everything looks in order here. Have a pleasant stay in the U.S.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Word power!
Purpose. The purpose of this business trip is to find new clients. The purpose of this business trip is to find new clients. Conference. The design conference will be held in Germany this year. The design conference will be held in Germany this year. Stay. Molly stayed after school to study for the test. Molly stayed after school to study for the test. Occupation. Peter is thinking of changing occupations and becoming a farmer. Peter is thinking of changing occupations and becoming a farmer. Colleague. Sylvia's colleagues are very good at their jobs. Sylvia's colleagues are very good at their jobs. Pleasant. We hope you have a pleasant holiday. We hope you have a pleasant holiday.
Okay, so let's set up our dialogue. What's happening here? It says Rachel has just arrived at John F. Kennedy International Airport, or as many people call it, JFK. That's right. It's one of the three big airports that you'll maybe fly to when you visit the city of New York. New York City, that's right. She has to go through immigration and customs before she can enter New York. Now let's talk about these two things. Immigration. Immigration is the place, as we said, that's most interested in looking in your passport.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to certain countries, you might need what's called a visa. Mm-hmm. That's V-I-S-A, which is a special document saying, yes, this person from country X can come into country Y, can mm-hmm. come into a different country. That will be immigration, okay? Once you go through there, that's when you usually get your suitcase, right?
Okay.
And then after picking up your suitcase, then you will go to customs.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell us about customs.
Okay, so customs checks that the items that you're bringing into the country are legal.
That's why they
okay.
want to see your bag as right. well as you.
Sometimes you can go, like you get to pick, you like you have things to declare, we'll talk about that later, or things
uh-huh.
not to declare.
Right.
So, and sometimes they'll randomly check, hey, open your bags, I want to see if there's anything
sure.
illegal
sure.
in there.
That's right, and as long as you're not traveling with illegal, it might just take a few minutes, mm-hmm. and they'll say thank you, and you're on your way
right.
on your vacation in the country. But of course, immigration and customs are very important,
mm-hmm.
and if at any part of that they don't really like you, or they don't believe you, or they find something kind of dangerous on you or in your bag,
mm-hmm.
they might turn you around and send you back home.
They could do that, yeah.
And of course, no one wants their holiday to start and finish in the airport and then go back home. That would be a huge waste of time. So what's happening here? Rachel,
okay,
what is she doing?
So she's probably standing in line, okay? She's
okay.
waiting for her turn. She's getting ready
to go
through immigration.
Yes.
Okay, so the immigration officer says, next, please.
Okay.
Okay, he says, welcome to the United States of America.
Mm.
May I see your passport and arrival card, please?
Okay.
Okay, so a passport is
mm-hmm.
an official document issued by the government of a country
right.
that identifies someone as a citizen of that country.
That's right. Okay. A Republic of China
mm-hmm.
passport or a passport for Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little book. It's, I think, green.
Right, green.
Right? It has your picture and your birth date, your name, all that stuff. And you must take that when you travel to another country.
It proves who you are,
there
right?
There you go.
It's a necessary document, like Mike said, that you need when you travel.
Mm-hmm.
So when you enter and leave a country, usually, actually, you get a stamp on your passport, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They do that still, yeah.
So the immigration officer also wants to see Rachel's arrival card, okay?
Mm.
This is the form that you usually need to fill out when you travel to another country,
mm-hmm.
okay? You have to fill out your personal details on it. We'll actually be talking about that tomorrow, so...
Okay.
Just in case you guys aren't really sure about that.
All right, yeah. So here she is at U.S. Immigration
mm-hmm.
and Customs. This is a very serious place. Of course, after 9/11,
mm-hmm.
U.S. Immigration and Customs became a lot tougher because they want to stop bad guys and terrorists
mm-hmm.
from coming in. My advice, if you're at U.S. Immigration and Customs or any immigration, don't laugh, don't joke. It's not funny.
It's not.
Just be serious, answer the questions. You won't get in trouble if you make a joke or something, probably, but it'll slow you down and it'll bring a lot of trouble to your life. So just answer the question, smile, be polite, and you'll be on your way. So Rachel finds those two documents. She says, yes, here you are. She hands them over to the customs
right.
officer.
Okay, so aside from looking at your passport and your arrival card,
mm-hmm.
the immigration officer will also ask you some questions,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Okay, those questions might seem a bit odd because
mm-hmm.
actually they're probably written on your passport or your arrival card. But the immigration officers do this to ensure you are who you claim to be and that you are not lying, okay?
That's right.
So some people we know travel with fake passports
mm-hmm.
or maybe they use other people's passports. The easiest way to double-check this information is to ask you questions that people can automatically answer,
mm-hmm.
okay? So they might say the name on the passport to see that you are actually answered to this name.
Ah, okay.
So in our dialogue, the immigration officer says... Rachel, when is your date of birth? See,
mm-hmm.
if Rachel doesn't answer to this name right away, like
mm-hmm.
if I said, hey, Bob, we know you're not Bob.
That's right.
Right? So the immigration officer might get suspicious if Rachel doesn't answer.
That's
right.
Right. And your date of birth
mm-hmm.
or the day you were born, your birth date, is something you really should know. So if the immigration officer asks and you're like, March 23rd, 19... 1982. The officer might think, you don't know this. You're probably lying. Mm-hmm. Because most people, of course, know their birth date from when they're small children. Mm-hmm. That's what date of birth is. It's the day you were born, your birthday, your date of birth, or your birth date, we could also say. So Rachel, of course, is who she says she is. She knows her birthday, so she says very easily, quickly, and naturally, September 1st, 1986.
Okay, so the immigration officer doesn't suspect anything.
He looks at the book, and that's right.
Thank
the
you.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, where are you traveling from today? So like I said earlier, the immigration officer will ask you questions probably at random, which means, you know, there's no order to what he's asking you. He wants to see how you respond or react to them. So you should be able to tell the immigration officer easily where you're traveling from, right? Which is the last city you were in.
Absolutely. Again, they're not really interested in the answers. They're interested in how you answer. So if you seem relaxed and natural, they'll feel that you're not lying. You're not hiding anything. So Rachel says, I'm traveling from Taipei, Taiwan, because that's where she's traveling from. She has no reason to lie.
Then the immigration officer asks another question that you will commonly hear as well. He says, what is the purpose of your visit? Business or vacation? Okay, so the purpose of something is the reason why something is done or used. For example, the purpose of our TOEIC lesson today is to teach you how to answer questions you would commonly hear when you go through immigration. Here is an example sentence. The purpose of this business trip is to find new clients. The purpose of this business trip is to find new clients.
Okay.
Anyway, going back to our article, the officer wants to know why Rachel is traveling to the U.S. today. Is she here on a business trip or for vacation? Sometimes they might say business or pleasure or business or leisure, right?
That's right.
Pleasure is spelled P-L-E-A-S-U-R-E, pleasure, and leisure, L-E-I-S-U-R-E. Pleasure and leisure mean vacation as well.
That's right. So basically, you can also just say, oh, I'm here on business, or you can tell them why I'm here for my friend's wedding, or something like that. That's fine, too. But again, they're just making sure you don't stumble and look nervous and go, but pleasure. Yeah, that's right. You know, they just want to make sure that you're being honest and telling the truth. So Rachel says the reason or the purpose of her trip. She says, I'm here on a business trip.
Ah,
and then she gives a bit of extra information. I'll be attending a technology conference. All right. So if you go to something, if you are there when it happens, you are attending. So you might attend your friend's birthday party on the weekend. You go, you are part of the party. Technology talks about machines, modern high-tech science, computers, things like that. So we can imagine that Rachel maybe works for a computer company. And a conference is a large meeting with lots and lots of people. It'll probably last over a weekend for a few different days. And it'll be on a certain topic or involve people in a certain business. There's a big computer convention here in Taiwan in June.
Okay.
And if you go over to the convention center, which is a big meeting room, they also have the book convention and they have a computer game one and they have one for all different types of business, all different types of industry. It's basically a big meeting with people from all around the world who are all working in one type of business.
Right.
For example, the design conference will be held in Germany this year. The design conference will be held in Germany this year, and it will involve designers, people who make things.
Right. So Rachel then continues to say, however, I will be staying for a few days after the conference to check out the city.
Okay.
So to stay somewhere means to continue to be in the same place. For example, I stayed at home all day means I never left my house. Okay. Here's an example sentence. Molly stayed after school to study for the test. Molly stayed after school to study for the test. Okay, so going back to our article, Rachel explains why she's staying after the conference, right? She also says, it's my first time in New York.
Oh, okay.
So Rachel's here on business, but she's also here for pleasure, too.
Yeah, her first time means she's never been to New York before, so that's why she wants to look around. The immigration officer says, there's a lot to see in New York. How long do you plan to stay in New York? So he wants to get an idea of the total length. thinks of her trip. And what does she say?
She says, I will be in New York for a total of 7 days.
Okay, so 3 or 4 days for the conference and then three or four days for a vacation. Then he says, what is your occupation? Okay, occupation is just another word for job. What is your job? What do you do? For example, we could say Peter is thinking of changing occupations and becoming a farmer. Peter is thinking of changing occupations and becoming a farmer.
Right.
Maybe he was a computer engineer. Mm-hmm. That was his job. His new job will be farmer.
Right. So Rachel tells the immigration officer what her job is. She says, I'm the general manager for a Taiwanese software company.
Yeah, okay.
So a company that makes software or like programs for your computer.
Mm-hmm. And general manager is her position. That's her title in the company.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite important as
she
a general manager. And then the officer asks her, are you traveling alone?
Rachel says, no, I'm traveling with two other colleagues.
Oh.
Okay, so your colleagues are the people you work with. Mike is my colleague, right?
That's right. We work together.
Yes. Here is an example sentence. Sylvia's colleagues are very good at their jobs. Sylvia's colleagues are very good at their jobs.
And, of course, since they're traveling together, her colleagues are probably right there.
Mm-hmm.
So she points out her colleagues to the immigration officer and says, they are in line behind me, or they are standing behind me. Maybe they will come up next.
Okay, so the immigration officer also wants to know, he says, where will you be staying? Right. So if you know where you're staying, definitely you'd be able to answer, right?
Yep. You just need to know the name of the hotel
or
something like that. Again, it's just to make sure that she has these facts in her mind. She's not sort of looking for an answer because she's in the middle of a lie or something like that. And after the immigration officer asks her, Rachel answers, I will be staying at the Four Seasons Hotel in Manhattan. So that's the name of the hotel and where it's found in New York City.
So the immigration officer also asks, do you have anything to declare? Okay? So when you enter a country, even your own country, there are some items that you need to declare, which means you need to tell the government what you have.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know how there's like a limit for cigarettes and alcohol?
Right.
You'd need to declare what you're bringing into the country.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Some things you can bring in as much as you want, no problem. Other things you have to pay some money if you bring in lots. And then, of course, other things you can't bring in at all.
Right.
So all of these things you should bring attention to so that the police don't catch you and get you in trouble. So what does she declare? She says, yes, I brought a bottle of wine with me.
And then the immigration officer knows Rachel is within her limit.
She's allowed to bring one bottle, no problem.
So he says, that's fine. He also tells her to please look into the camera. We need to take your picture.
Oh, yes, they take your picture, maybe even your fingerprints these days. And then she does that. The officer says, okay, great. Everything looks in order here. Everything looks fine. Have a pleasant stay in the U.S. Yeah, so things are in order. They're fine. They're organized. They're correct. They're the way they should be. And a pleasant stay. If something is pleasant, it's nice. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's something that you like to do. For example, we hope you have a pleasant holiday. We hope you have a pleasant holiday.
Okay, so Rachel is finished with the whole process. And she says, thank you. Have a nice day.
There you go. She gets the passport back. Off she goes to New York City.
That's all with the time we have for now, but please stay tuned for our wrap-up.
Okay.
Hi, guys. So we've learned a lot today, actually.
We have.
I always get nervous when I go through customs, immigration.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of normal, too, but as long as you're not doing anything illegal, you should be fine. But you're right. It's a time, it's a bit of a serious time, and the nice thing is that once you get through immigration,
it's
you can enjoy your holiday, and of course, going home is often quite a bit easier.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
So, we have to say goodbye. So, bye.
Bye. Take care. Bon voyage. Travel well.
Maybe I'll sleep better if I'm worn out from exercising.
Maybe I'll sleep better if I'm worn out from exercising.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, four, five. Wait. Where am I now? 每次我睡不着的时候都只能用最古老的办法也就是数羊 counting sheep 但是我们这种吹毛求疵的人没有得到一个答案是善不罢休的这样一点都不适合数羊的办法因为有一种莫名其妙的使命感好像没有数到最后就不能停下来这样不知不觉就半夜四点了
So what else can I do if I have trouble sleeping? 我们可以看到今天的小聚会 Maybe I'll sleep better if I'm worn out from exercising. Maybe I'll sleep better if I'm worn out from exercising. 或许我运动累了之后就能睡得更好，睡眠品质是很重要的啦。睡得好我们用 sleep well. 所以早上一起床你也可以互相问家人说诶Did you sleep well? 就是说你睡得好吗的意思啦。睡得比较好，听到比较，我们就要用 well 的比较级 better。所以今天小聚会的前半段 ，I will sleep better， 意思就是说我会睡得比较好。要怎么办到呢？后面就说啦 ，If I'm worn out from exercising， 这里来学这个字 wear out 的这个动词片语，在这边意思是精疲力尽，耗尽体力。Worn out 是 PP 变成形容词 For example 如果你一整天都在考试 You can say I can't take any more tests I'm worn out 我不能再写更多考试卷了我已经干枯了的意思啦 So before you are worn out Let's review again Maybe I'll sleep better if I'm worn out from exercising That's right. 啊，也许我应该来试试看运动这个办法。啊 ，time to bed. See you guys next time.
啊。Maybe I'll sleep better if I'm worn out from exercising.
Maybe I'll sleep better if I'm worn out from exercising.
Going through immigration.
Next, please.Welcome to the United States of America. May I see your passport and arrival card, please?
Yes, here they are.
Rachel, when is your date of birth?
September 1st, 1986.
Thank you. Where are you traveling from today?
I'm traveling from Taipei, Taiwan.
What is the purpose of your visit? Business or vacation?
I'm here on a business trip. I'll be attending a technology conference. However, I'll be staying for a few days after the conference to check out the city. It's my first time in New York.
There's a lot to see in New York. How long do you plan to stay in New York?
I'll be in New York for a total of 7 days.
What is your occupation?
I'm the general manager for a Taiwanese software company.
Are you traveling alone?
No, I'm traveling with two other colleagues. They're in line behind me.
Where will you be staying?
I'll be staying at the Four Seasons Hotel in Manhattan.
Do you have anything to declare?
Yes. I brought a bottle of wine with me.
That's fine. Please look into the camera. We need to take your picture. Okay, great. Everything, looks in order here. Have a pleasant stay in the U.S.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Purpose. Purpose. The purpose of this business trip is to find new clients. The purpose of this business trip is to find new clients. Conference. Conference. The designConference will be held in Germany this year. The design conference will be held in Germany this year. Stay. Stay. Molly stayed after school to study for the test. Molly stayed after school to study for the test.Occupation. Occupation. Peter is thinking of changing occupations and becoming a farmer. Peter is thinking of changing occupations and becoming a farmer. Colleague. Colleague. Sylvia's colleagues are very good.At their jobs. Sylvia's colleagues are very good at their jobs. Pleasant. pleasant. We hope you have a pleasant holiday. We hope you have a pleasant holiday.